Lesson 4. Jesus, who proclaims the good news of the kingdom of God. At the start of his public life, Jesus came to Nazareth, the place where he grew up. On the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He opened the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Through these words from the Holy Scriptures, Jesus made clear the nature of the mission he was going to fulfill on earth. Jesus came to this world to liberate us humans from all kinds of bonds. From this verse, we learn that Jesus is the total liberator of mankind. Jesus, filled with the Spirit of the Lord and anointed by it, worked for our total liberation. This mission of Jesus had five important aspects. First one, good news to the poor. The first and foremost responsibility of Jesus was to proclaim the good news to the poor. His first lesson was, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." His birth, life, death, and resurrection were all good news to the poor. The truly poor include not only those who suffer from economic poverty, but also those who suffer from physical and mental hardships, as well as the downtrodden. God is their sole refuge. Those who depend completely on the mercy and the providence of God without depending on wealth or other material means are the ones referred to as poor in spirit. Second one, liberation of those in bondage. Jesus came to redeem us from the slavery of Satan and the bondage of sin. Jesus liberates us also from social evils such as exploitation, treachery, and falsehood, as well as physical ailments. This truth was revealed when Jesus healed the paralytic. What Jesus said to the paralytic was, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Only God has the authority to forgive sins. The scribes, who did not realize that Jesus was the Son of God, thought that these words of Jesus amounted to blasphemy. Jesus understood this, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I said to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up, immediately took the mat, and went out before all of them. On other occasion, Jesus reached Capernaum, a town in Galilee. In the synagogue of the place, there was a man possessed of unclean spirit, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." When the demon has thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power blind man approached Jesus, shouting, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us." Jesus healed all of them. On another occasion, while he was walking along with his disciples, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's word might be revealed in him." Then he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eye, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went, washed, and came home, seeing. Learning that the Pharisees and the elders had expelled the blind man he had healed from the synagogue, Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Realizing that Jesus had said these things about them, the Pharisees asked, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you see, we see, your sin remains." What Jesus refers to here is spiritual blindness. Jesus healed not only physical blindness by his words of wisdom, he removed the ignorance, that is, spiritual blindness. He raised his voice against those suffering from moral blindness, such as injustice, exploitation, and falsehood, and tried to bring them to the light of the word of truth. Those who cooperated came to the joy of salvation, praising the Lord of light. 4. Freedom for the oppressed. Jesus came to break and remove the chains that bind us as slaves of sin. The woman who sinned was freed from the fetters of sin. Jesus sent her away, saying, "Do not sin anymore." When Jesus said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," the man was liberated from the slavery of sin and enlightenment, and he took his mat and walked away. God gave us laws to guide us, walk along straight paths. But when it was misinterpreted and confined merely to external observations and rituals, the law became an instrument of oppression. Jesus criticized the Pharisees and scribes for doing so. By healing a sick person on the Sabbath, Jesus taught that the Sabbath is for man and not the other way around. Jesus came to lead us to the freedom as a children of God. After releasing us from the bondages of sin, sickness, and the law, everyone who came to Jesus was led by him from spiritual, mental, and physical slavery to an experience of freedom. 5. The year acceptable to the Lord. Jesus declared the year acceptable to the Lord. The year acceptable to the Lord is one where debts are written off, mercy is shown to widows and orphans, the yoke of injustice and inequality is broken, there is no halter or vengeance, and everything is shared with the poor. One of the missions of Jesus was the building of a society where the virtues of equality, fraternity, and brotherly love grow and flourish. By announcing the gospel of the kingdom of God, he taught us how this can be accomplished. Jesus announces the kingdom of God. Jesus begins his public life with a proclamation: "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent." this prayer, we always pray, Thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God is a condition wherein we live in a state of universal love, considering God as the Father and all humanity as brothers and sisters, and such sharing what we have. It is a community of people who live fulfilling the will of God. The mission of the church is to establish the state of affairs on earth. Acting as the East, the church strives to spread the kingdom of God on earth through its presence, prayer, and work. These efforts bear fruit through us, the children of God. The Gospels. The disciples of Jesus recorded with the help of divine inspiration the things he taught, the works or sins he performed, and the facts collected about his birth, childhood, and public life. The Gospels are holy scriptures thus written. We have four Gospels named after their authors, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the first four books of the New Testament. When we read these Gospels contemplatively, the greatness of the kingdom of God announced by Jesus becomes clear to us. Let us pray. O Jesus, who preached the gospel to the poor, help us to be your witness by leading a life according to the gospel. Read the word of God and narrate from the book John, chapter 9, verses 1-34. Word of God for our guidance. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. From the book Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21. Let us do. Present a skit in the class based on the healing of a blind man by Jesus. My decision. I will recite repeatedly the prayer, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner.